everybody, and welcome to The Walking Dead, a Walking Naked podcast. I'm Justin.
Hey, I'm Kelly, and together we are the greatest mother and son podcast duo. Maybe not tonight, but typically we are.
Typically, we tend to do a pretty good job, I think. I guess that's my own personal opinion of covering The Walking Dead, even though yes. I think last week maybe I was a little bit harsh on the episode, but that's okay. We're not here to talk about last week's episode right now. We are here to give you our first impressions slash instant reactions to what we just watched, which was the season 6 finale of The Walking Dead, entitled Last Day on Earth. It's really difficult to get into this episode immediately after you watched it because of the gigantic elephant in the room, and that is the cliffhanger ending that we received.
I was very surprised. And let me just say,
yes.
Once again, I think we kind of fell for the shit and the hype.
We did.
So
we did fall for the hype again.
Yes.
Not
to say I didn't like the episode. That's not to say that at all.
No, the episode was phenomenal.
Yeah.
I was on the edge of my seat the entire episode. Like, it was so crazy intense. Yes. I thought I was going to pee my pants multiple times.
Which I think was the point.
It was. I mean, he did say it's going to be pee pants city here real soon as we met Negan at the end of the episode. But I can't say that I'm pleased with the cliffhanger finale. Even though it's been the talk of all of the Walking Dead fan groups, Twitter, everybody's been saying we're going to get a cliffhanger ending. I think even some of the cast hinted at it.
My idea of a cliffhanger, it wasn't this. I didn't think they would go to this extent of a cliffhanger. I think there must be some contract negotiations currently going on.
I don't know. I did catch just a smidgen of The Talking Dead a second ago before we started, and Scott Gimple's explanation was, because, I mean, let's face it, the dude's on Twitter. I kind of feel bad for him that he's on Twitter right now.
Oh, my God, me too.
Yeah, people are going to give him so much shit, and which does suck because, yes, I am a little bit annoyed with the cliffhanger ending. Or just the abrupt ending of the episode, because like you said, it's not really, it could be conceived as not being a true cliffhanger ending, because we didn't see the final action. I get that is a cliffhanger, I guess, but to me, I just feel bad for the guy, for one. I feel bad
I do
for him.
Too.
His explanation was basically that was the final scene, and that what we saw, you know, was with the camera being basically, we were in like first person mode.
Right. We were the ones that were getting beat.
Yeah, we were the ones getting bashed.
And I did feel that way.
Yeah, I did. And, it, you know, man, the people that are upset about the blood splatter on the camera are going to be even more upset because it literally was like blood trickling down the camera like our camera was bleeding.
I know.
I think they
that
may
was
have.
Cool.
It was neat. It was interesting.
I thought it was very comic bookish.
It was very comic bookish. I mean, or video game esque.
Right.
But he said that was basically the final portion of that story. And when we pick back up again, the story is going to go on from there. Yeah. And so basically, right now, at the top of my head, just how I feel right now, that means we're not even going to get to see that scene. It's just going to be picking up. When season one starts off, it'll pick up a little bit afterwards, and that character just won't be around anymore.
Okay, which bothers me, because whoever it is, I mean, I want to cry it out with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, we didn't get that satisfaction.
I didn't want it, but I wanted it. You know, I wanted to have my emotional moment tonight.
Yes, exactly, and
get the cry out and be super duper sad.
This is what I was doing. I was going, and then I went, "What?" You know,
I could have explained this in a very vulgar way.
You just didn't finish.
Oh no, I meant like how I was feeling in the episode.
Like your mom walked into the room while you're in the middle of having sex and you didn't finish. Is that
no? That's not it. There's There's a feeling that dudes get. I don't know if it's girls as well. And I'm sorry. Do not stop listening to the podcast right now for a second if you've got kids in the room. But there's a moment where it's like you get this literal punch in your nether regions. It's not a physical punch, but it's like this punch where it's just like it just wants to like try to hide like back into your body because you're just so like. Like so repulsed.
Yeah.
That's okay. How I felt whenever Negan, well, not when Negan came out. Honestly, the most guttural reaction that I had was whenever we hear the whistles at the very end as Rick and Aaron and Sasha and them were carrying Maggie through the woods.
Yeah.
And then you start hearing the whistles and then
echoing.
Yeah. And then they come out and it's just like they're just engulfed in saviors, and Rick's eyes.
Oh, he goes full on crazy Rick.
Oh my God, it was incredible. He did so much with so little in the way of dialogue. Like,
yeah.
You know, a lot of people, they got to get their point across with words, and no. His face was just, it was perfection.
It was like when he was getting ready to bite into Joe's neck.
Mm-hmm.
It was the same look, and I'm like, oh dude, don't even get up next to him because he's fixing to rip your neck out.
Oh, yeah.
And but then I mean there was also obviously that look of terror on his face. It's like, you know,
well that's how I read it. I read it as the look of terror that, I mean, he was just he kind of couldn't believe it that this was happening to him. And it was that moment, it just, everything kind of washed over him. That was the moment where he took it all in. He's just like, because for one, the traps were amazing in this episode. I mean, the whole mousetrap idea that the Terminus, or not Terminus, well, it reminded me of Terminus mousetrap.
Yeah,
that's why I brought up Terminus.
Right.
But the whole trap that they put in place for Rick and the gang, because that's kind of when the panic mode started. You know, it's just one after the other. After
Every time you go down a road and, you know, we start off with a small group.
Yeah.
And a bigger group. And then a big ass group.
Yeah. The log scene wasn't even the most impressive to me. It was that moment whenever they came up on the group and it looked like literally dudes were on top of dudes.
Right.
Like, what is that? Is like the monkey
pyramid.
Game? Is
a
it
pyramid.
The, well, yeah, it was like a pyramid. Yeah, it was absolutely insane. I loved all of that. It's just, it is really hard to get over the cliffhanger ending, and that's going to be difficult for everybody as a fan of the show because we want that finality.
Well, we've been expecting it for quite a while. So, and I think, I mean, I'm just on all social media today. Oh no, I think we're going to lose two of them. Somebody going to die, and nobody. Well, somebody died. We just don't know who.
Somebody died.
Or at least we're assuming they died because we don't know that for sure either. Maybe they just got their face rearranged some.
I considering I'm looking at the source material right now, I just can't see that being the case. And how many
do not talk to me about this source material.
Well, it was great though because a lot of Negan's lines,
his facial expressions even.
Yeah, were directly out of the comic books. I mean, we've got to say Yulin Womble, we talked about her a couple of weeks ago that she was going to be leaving the show for season 7. Damn.
I know.
And this if this was her final send-off.
It was great. She did excellent.
I'm looking at the pages right now from the comic. And I mean, it looks like he jumped straight out of the comic book. His outfit was spot on, even the way he wore the belt and his pants kind of like, I don't know. It's just amazing how good of a job she did with Negan's outfit. It's incredible.
Okay, so reading some of the social media stuff, because I was only on there for just a couple of minutes after the episode. It didn't take long, though. For a lot of hatred to be spewed, on a lot of the people that I follow, this is bullshit. F y'all, you know, all that kind of stuff. Did you feel that way?
Yes.
You did. You were pissed.
I wasn't pissed at the episode, like you said earlier, because I thought the episode was just phenomenal. I'm sorry, I had to have booze while I watched this episode. So if my speech is a little bit slurred right now.
That's not showing at all,
yeah,
Justin.
That's not with you, I think, of the episode. Yes, I am pissed. There's no way around it. I'm pissed because, one, we follow The Walking Dead a lot. So we're going to know who's not filming and who's filming. And that's going to be annoying. I get it. I was texting you and my dad earlier, and I was saying this episode's going to be brutal. It's going to make, I was thinking this is going to turn a lot of viewers off. They're not going to want to watch the show anymore because it's going to go so violent. But the thing is, I get it. If you're a Game of Thrones watcher, and I hate to spoil something for the Game of Thrones people that aren't caught up, sorry, your time.
It's kind of out there now.
Yeah, you had your moment. But Game of Thrones ended on not really even a cliffhanger. See, to me, this is how I feel like Game of Thrones sometimes one-ups The Walking Dead with some of the things that they do on the show, because The Walking Dead had this moment. They had the moment to where it's just like, holy shit, every water cooler at the office tomorrow is going to be like, dude, did you see that when Negan bashed that dude's head in or bashed that girl's head in?
Mm-hmm.
And it would have been just the insane amount of talk. Now I get they're thinking, okay, we're going to have the same amount of conversations, based on who got it, who did get killed, who was it that Negan's bat came down on?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
We've already done all of our, we put so much time into speculating on who it's going to be that at this point, I mean, it's one of the ones that we've already speculated the shit out of.
Yeah.
Well, except for Carol and Morgan.
Yeah, I was very surprised that Carol and Morgan were not a part of it. And what I was referencing earlier with the whole Game of Thrones and Jon Snow thing, you at least saw him.
And we had time to cry about it.
Yeah, I've been weeping for about 9 months now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when you get to experience the blood seeping from somebody's body, especially into a huge white bank of snow.
Yes.
I mean, it was devastating.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like The Walking Dead should have a death that's any less impactful than Jon Snow.
No way. I mean, they've got the characters that were lined up were going to make me want to cry.
Right. And I spent the last 10 minutes, and I mean, I did. I felt it. I was getting more and more amped up.
Yes.
In a really horrible, horrible way.
My heart hurt.
Yeah, weird toxins were going through my body. Because yeah. I was like, oh my God, no, that they're really going to do this to somebody. Oh my,
Yeah.
So I would have rather had it been, I would rather we were just going ahead and crying about it right now.
Yeah. I was thinking that we wouldn't be able to get through a podcast simply because we would just be too devastated. You had the moments from the comic. The fact that when Glenn, he yells out whenever Negan, it looks like he's about to pick Maggie and Glenn goes berserk and he's like, no, don't do this. And in that moment, my heart sank.
Yeah.
I was just like, no, like they're going to do this to me. One of my favorite characters. And yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's tough to process right now of how.
And I don't want, that's why I told you before we even started, I'm like, this is going to be a short podcast because I'm going to have to watch this again to see how I feel about the episode in its entirety. Because right now, I feel like you're probably pretty much the same way as I am. It's the last 30 seconds that we're focusing on.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's no doubt about it. To me, the episode itself was a 10. Like, in the sense of Walking Dead episodes, I think it was one of the best overall episodes that I've ever seen. Now, I read a tweet, like you read many tweets. I read one that said something about, Way to go, AMC. You turned a 30-minute episode into a 90-minute episode.
Yeah, I saw those a few times.
Yeah, because it is a valid criticism because...
There's a shit ton of commercials.
Yeah, there's a lot of commercials, and they're at the end of the day, if you look at what ultimately happened, yes, the entire world of The Walking Dead has changed. I totally get that. I understand the consequences of them running into Negan, but if you break down just this single episode... I guess I could see where a lot of people would be super pissed off that they don't feel like they got the satisfaction of seeing the brutal moment, which is very weird to say. I
know.
Get, like, when you think about it psychologically,
but I really wanted
to
see his brains everywhere.
Yeah, why do we want to see this? I don't know. But I guess not seeing it makes it even worse because then we can't process, we can't deal. You know, I guess it's a lot of the same way that when people... when an individual that you love goes missing,
right,
and you never find them,
right,
and to me that's kind of, I mean, obviously I know that I can't relate to that with the show, but that's kind of how it makes you feel. It's just like you can't ever get that closure,
right,
that you're looking for. Which I know in a couple, you know, 6 months, 7 months, or whatever, we're gonna get some closure. We'll know who got killed by Lucille. But you're right. We are focusing entirely on just the 30 seconds. But I think that's what a lot of people are going to be focusing on immediately after this episode.
No, I am too. That's what I'm saying. I mean, literally, I don't mean just in the podcast. I mean, as far as a viewer, that's all I can focus on right now is just that last little bit.
Yeah.
And the fact that Jeffrey Dean Morgan, you know, he may be a really bad guy, but he is very cute. So I thought I'd throw that out there. Dibs. No.
Dibs. You hear that, Lincoln's finger? She called dibs. You can't call dibs on everybody. I see her on Twitter all the time. Dibs, 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 dibs. She's worse than I am. You know, like every TV show I watch, I'm like, oh man, there's my new girlfriend.
Hot. Man, she's hot.
Yeah, exactly. No, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, he absolutely crushed it as Negan. I literally felt like I was watching the comic book come to life with his performance in this episode. And you're right. That's the thing. He's this evil, just villainous dude, but you like him. I mean, that moment he had with Carl, I laughed.
I know.
When he's like, at least cry a little.
Yeah. Lighten up, kid. Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
That's
he was
what's going to make it so much fun is the fact that you know you're supposed to hate the shit out of him.
Yes.
But you really just can't quite.
No, you can't. You can't quite hate this dude completely because he's so damn charming and charismatic. So
yeah. And he did really good at not throwing around an F-bomb.
He did. I was surprised by that. I'm curious.
Shit is the new F-word.
I'm literally looking. Okay, I just picked two random pages out of the comic book. He literally says, "You have 50 fucking men surrounding you. Sit the fuck down right now, or you all die." And then he goes, "Yeah, well, actually, did he drop an F-bomb when he said cut the boy's other fucking eye out and feed it to the girl? Was there an F-bomb drop there?
Surely not.
I mean, I know that they AMC said that they were." The original airing was only going to be the uncensored version. And then when it comes back on at whatever midnight or whatever, that's going to be the censored version. Well, and of course you'll get the uncensored on the Blu-ray and DVD.
Right. He says shit constantly. So yes. They'll take shit out.
Yeah. He definitely said shit. So, man, definitely they did such a phenomenal job of just killing it with the tension. I mean,
Yeah, it was super tense. I have a feeling it's going to feel like tomorrow. Well, I'll get up and we'll get, like, oh my God, I did not work out yesterday. I'm totally positive I did not work out, but it's going to feel like we did.
Yeah, my body is completely wrecked.
So,
Well, I want to get into one.
Because I know my shoulders are.
Oh, they're
go
hurting?
Ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. But before we wrap up, I just have to point out that Stephen Ogg, you the man.
You gave him a quite a bit of love on Twitter.
Oh, he was phenomenal. He crushed it. I don't know what the hell his character's name is. If you don't know who Stephen Ogg is, he was the guy that was basically at almost every trap, basically giving Rick shit the entire time. That line that he said to him at the end, I can't remember it. obviously.
But it was a good one.
Well, I wrote it. I wrote it down. Oh man, where did I write it down at? I don't know. But oh, when he said, "Good, you made it to where you're going. We're done talking. Time to listen." And he was so freaking good. And he's Trevor from Grand Theft Auto 5. If you've never played the game, he is phenomenal. And this is like Trevor brought to life. It's so awesome. I was so glad. I was really worried that he was going to get killed at that initial meeting between him and Rick whenever they had that guy that they grabbed from the woods. If anything, this episode, you got to feel most bad for that guy. He just got his ass kicked around the entire episode.
Yeah, they pulled his teeth out. They pulled his teeth out.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had a really bad night.
Yeah, this is his debut episode in The Walking Dead, and he just gets kicked around the entire time.
He's not even worth the bullet for us to take him and put him out of his misery.
Oh, I know. I was like,
God, just let him just keep kicking, you know, one bullet. Come on, we're great shots by now.
Yeah, exactly. So I just had to point that out just in case anybody didn't know who he was and they don't follow us on Twitter. But yeah, Stephen Ogg played that character. Don't know what his name is, but I love that. I'm thinking he's Negan's second in command right now.
Kind of seems like it.
It definitely seems like it, and he did a fantastic job. If you want to get more of him, just go play Grand Theft Auto 5, because like I said, it feels like that character Trevor has come to life on The Walking Dead, and I can't wait to see more of it. So,
well, I can't wait to talk more about, you know, how they found all the big burly men that are left in the world.
Oh yeah. No chicks either, right?
No chicks, because apparently the only chicks that were allowed any freedom was
Rick's group.
Alicia Witt.
But even her, she didn't have ultimate freedom, though, it seemed like, because it seemed like if she would have been at, like, say, the Savior's compound or their place, wherever they reside.
Where they be staying.
Yeah, where they be staying. It kind of seemed like she would kind of have to, I don't know how to say this. She would have to basically listen to that dude, the boyfriend, a little bit more, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. But yeah, she at least had some autonomy to do other things, it seemed like. But she was pretty badass, though.
Mm-hmm.
Her and Malls, they were definitely bad at Paul or Shell, whatever.
Shell.
I always forget her name. Yeah, she was pretty badass as well. But yeah, that's it. There was no, I didn't see other chicks there. I'm going to have to watch the episode again. But
I was trying to pay special attention to that. I saw no women at all.
Yeah. Well, there's a reason for that. And
yes,
we'll find out. In season 7, apparently. So
maybe. Maybe it'll be in the cliffhanger to season 7.
Yeah. Oh man, it's gonna be a really long wait. This is gonna be painful, like a super painful wait.
You've got Fear the Walking Dead coming up, so you'll be all right.
Fear the Walking Dead's gonna have to do a hell of a lot to impress me after after season 1. Don't get me started on Fear the Walking Dead.
I know. Please don't start on it right now.
And we're going to get into more of the episode. We're going to break it down fully in our podcast discussion that we'll have later on this week, because there's so many good things to discuss with Morgan and Carol. Like I loved all those moments with Morgan
and God.
Carol. It was
and just the whole Carol laying on the floor, the ground being shot. So
yeah, just amazing stuff. Yeah. And then of course, a hint of the kingdom with the guy that comes up on Morgan and Carol. So that was really cool as well. Yeah.
That was awesome. And I will also say that if you do watch Fear the Walking Dead, so far the plan is for us to podcast about it.
Oh,
unless
they
just really piss Justin off. and he's like, you know, F this.
Yeah, hopefully not. I really love the cast, so I'm just hoping that they do something a little bit more for me. I hate to say it. I even saw something in the teaser trailer that was like, ah, Jesus. It was bad. It was it was very quick, but it looked like they were using the Rick technique of putting walkers' guts on them, and I was like, come on, man! Like, we get it. It's awesome when Rick and Glenn do it. But y'all are going to have to, I mean, Wear walkers new. On your like body.
Yeah, exactly. Peel their skin off and wear them.
Go straight. It puts the lotion on the skin, guy. And wear them as a, like, I don't know, some kind of rug or something.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But we will be podcasting about it. And even if I say these things now, we actually had positive things to say about the episode last year. It was just, it frustrated me a little bit.
Especially towards the end, it got a lot better towards
it did.
The end.
It did. So, it got a lot better towards the end. And the only reason why we're saying this in the Instacast is because somebody may only listen to this portion of our podcast. And we want to let them know, hey, we're going to be here for Fear of the Walking Dead. And we're still going to be doing lots of Walking Dead stuff in the off season. There's so much to discuss about the show. But,
you know, we have months and months to speculate on who met Lucille. So we'll have a lot more videos about it, too, which will be so great.
It will be a lot of fun. check out our videos as well. It's Rantpocalypse on YouTube. We'll be posting our top three moments from the episode. We'll get that up probably by Tuesday of this week. So we want to know all your thoughts. Are you annoyed with the cliffhanger ending? Did the rest of the episode satisfy you enough that it didn't annoy you? Or did you just not care at all? Were you just like, this was really cool? You like the visual of Negan bashing the camera in?
Yeah.
We want to know about it. Let us know all your thoughts. It's thewalkingnaked@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter, The Walking Naked on there. And we'll be back later on this week to basically do our Walking Dead therapy session.
All right. More of a therapy session than we had just now.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
All right. Have a good Monday. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Are you even still there, Justin?
You ruined it. I was trying to make it a cliffhanger ending.
I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. Hey, hey. Well, I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. Hey, hey. Said I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. And if I share with you my story, would you share your dollar with me? Bad times are coming and I reap what I done sowed. Hey, hey. Well, let me tell you something.